Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
We've talked previously about gadgets and some you need and some just clutter up your kitchen.
Yes.
My deep fryer is my classic embarrassment. I had some frequent flyer points and I bought a deep fryer. It takes 4 litres of oil to use. I can't use that much oil. It's bananas. Anyway, another gadget that I have that I do adore and use, I don't know if it's daily, but pretty regularly, is a zester.
Ooh, which type? The microplane.
The microplane.
Yes.
You've got one of those?
Nice. I do. I always feel fancy when I'm using it.
I do too. Mm. It's kept its sharpness for quite a long time. Today, we're going to be extolling the virtues of lemon zest on the 5-Minute Food Fix.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So what are some of the ways that you like to use lemon zest in your cooking, Simon?
I like lemon zest in lots of things. Mm. I love to add it to baking, obviously. It just
like
brings
sweet baking.
Yeah, sweet baking. It brings a little sprightliness to things. But I also really love it in tomato-y sort of sauces, red sauces, anything that sort of simmers away for a long time, just to lift things up.
Is that right?
Put a bit of zip through things.
Do you need to wait till late in the cooking process to add the zest? Or you can
two different ways. So I'd either add it at the beginning if you're cooking down with the onions and oil at the beginning and just sort of sizzle and then release those aromatics and the zest, or into the tomato sauce later if it's a long cooking thing, and just let it kind of slowly blip away and do its thing.
Oh, so that would be like a red sauce for pasta or something?
Yeah, or possibly if you were maybe baking some fish in the oven and you had some tomatoes over the top, then a little bit of lemon zest too would be really good.
Oh my God, so good.
Yes.
Like, I did not know that you were going to bring that to this studio this morning, because I was picturing chicken Marylands.
Yep.
You know, some sort of Greek marinade on top with lots of garlic.
Yeah,
lots
absolutely.
Of oregano,
too. Yes.
And then lots of lemon zest and salt and sort of making it really flavoursome in that way.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Gorgeous, right? And the good thing is if you don't have a zester, like if you don't have a microplane, you can use a peeler, you can use the fine grating setting on your box grater.
Mm, and then would you just chop through it with a knife?
Yeah, you can chop through it with a knife. But I do recommend if you want some daggy thing for Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever, like Christmas, which is coming soon enough, then maybe ask for a microplane. It's a cool present. You'll use it for 10 years. Let's talk about, though, this thing that I've been reading about so you're making a sweet, let's say, lemon delicious pudding or, you know, a cobbler, something like that, and one of the ingredients is lemon zest.
Yeah.
I've seen on Instagram that you're meant to get the zest and grind it through the sugar that you're going to cook with your fingertips. Oh, no, you're making a face at me.
Well, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Have you heard of that, Alyssa? Alyssa's our producer and she's done culinary school, unlike us.
Yeah, I wonder if that's like macerated fruit.
Yeah. Oh, to kind of hasten the release of the oils?
Yeah,
before
exactly.
Before you overcook the fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
I'm
get all
you.
The flavours out. And well, sometimes you don't even, like with macerated fruit, like macerated berries, you don't cook them.
Yeah.
It's just like if you were going to have just like strawberries with cream or something
like
that.
Oh, that's right. And you just put the sugar on it and it kind of disintegrates a little bit.
Yeah.
The power of osmosis brings out the liquid.
So that's
my favourite thing to do with strawberries.
Yeah.
It would be really nice with lemon zest. Yes. Now, I honestly file even very good strawberries, just a tiny little sprinkle of that. I often add a little bit of vanilla extract too.
So fancy. But, you know, I had diabetes twice when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And strawberries are one of the few things that you can eat guiltlessly. Like you can eat 2 kilograms of them if you want.
So you don't want my sprinkling.
So the sugar thing is just like, it's so, I want permission to be able to pig out on these things. Yeah. All right, let me just quickly talk you through a recipe that where you use lemon zest on a sweet.
Mm.
Okay, it is super, super delicious. It's basically a blueberry sour cream cake.
Mm-hmm.
Really simple to chuck together. So you need some caster sugar, zest of a lemon, 3 eggs. And I love cooking with olive oil because it's just one less thing to muck with. You're not mucking around with melting butter or creaming butter. 250 grams of full fat sour cream. Never use light sour cream. Like, what are we? Are we miserable?
Savages.
Yeah. Are we savages? No, we're going to eat the full fat. Vanilla extract, self-raising flour, salt, yours and my favorite spice, cardamom, cinnamon, and then you basically combine all that as you can imagine and then top it with 150 grams of blueberries.
Sounds gorgeous.
What? Bake it for around an hour, allow it to cool, and then eat that bastard.
Did you bring one in?
I didn't bring one in. I ate it all. I'm sorry. I know that was a rush of a recipe, but go have a look on our show notes and I'll make sure it's there shared with you. And also, don't forget, the zest of a lemon can just enliven almost any dish.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.